Well, the message says communion. We have not publicly done a communion for a couple weeks. For that, I apologize. But to those of you who have been with us for any length of time, you know it as well, if not better than I, what this activity called the communion table, or the table of the Lord, or the table of grace is all about. And my great hope is that you avail yourself of this wonderful activity that God has provided for His church. If you've never been to the table, with us, let me share with you that first, Christ instituted this in the home of John Mark's mother. It was first practiced in the church, that is, those who are possessed by God, in the homes. It is not some high, mysterious activity of God that takes place in the high liturgical church, whatever that is. It is an activity that includes a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread, to which Jesus told us that when we do this, we are to do it in memory of Him. In the 143rd Psalm, it says, David says, "For the enemy has persecuted my soul and has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me." He is desolate. He says, "I will remember the days of old. I'll meditate on all thy works. I'll muse," that is, "I'll have enjoyment on the work of thine hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be likened unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning." I would stop there for just a second and suggest mornings are a wonderful time to partake of this table of grace. You don't need a priest to pronounce some words over these elements and somehow change them. You don't need some preacher talking to you that would suggest that somehow or other you have to be worthy to partake at this table, none are worthy. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. This communion table is a place where we grab hold by faith and do, through these elements, remember Jesus Christ. Whether your situation be so desperate as David describes in this psalm, or whether the Word of God is being effectual in your life, it is a place of remembrance. It's called the Eucharist. The Greek word from which we get Eucharist, it's translated, I don't know how many times in the New Testament, thanksgiving. Because as we remember Jesus looking through these elements, the substance being Christ, we are in that remembrance, showing our gratitude, our thanksgiving to God for what He has done for us through and in Christ Jesus. This cup of wine, it represents the blood of Jesus Christ. And Leviticus tells us that the life of the soul is in the blood. Therefore, the meaning of this cup is the life of Jesus Christ, which was given for us that we might be restored in Christ to God, which was His eternal purpose. And when we discern and we remember Christ and what He has done, He did it all. We lift this cup with understanding, thanking God for His grace and the fulfillment of His purpose, with the understanding by Jesus Christ we are part of something great. With thanksgiving, lift this cup with me. Thanking God for His unmerited favor to usward in Christ Jesus. Amen. No doubt. Excuse me. There are two elements at this table. The first talks of the eternal purposes that we have in Christ, eternal purposes of God that we have in Christ, which are not yet manifested in our eyes. But this piece of broken bread, which Christ said was his body, which was broken for us, which was prophesied by Isaiah, in which it says, the chastisement of our shalom, that is our wholeness, that is our wellness, was upon him, and that with his stripes we were healed. Is there any sick? David talks about desperation of the soul in this 143rd Psalm. But God is mindful also of our earthly existence and of the battle as a result of his calling that we are in, and well and whole soldiers are better equipped to fight this fight of faith. And God has made provision for our healing in Christ. And we have the promise both in Isaiah and in Peter, because Peter, looking back at the event, of what Christ went through for us, he said, not only did he take upon himself all our sins, but he says that by his stripes we were healed. This is not pie in the sky. This is not eternal purposes. This is here and now, flesh and blood healing through Jesus Christ, whom we remember, whom we meditate on, whom we with joy think about. And we take this bread on the promise of God. We take it by faith. We take it to ourselves with boldness and with confidence, saying, with his stripes we were healed in Christ Jesus. This is a meaning, is the meaning of this table of the Lord. Say it with me, that with his stripes we were healed. Take it in Jesus. Amen.